Talking to Trust Chef Val.
Hey, Val, it's Chris. Is this
hey,
better
Chris?
Time?
Yeah, we're good, man.
Okay, cool. I know it's busy, so you have no idea how busy I am. It's like nonstop, just on calls all day since yesterday. It's incredible. We had a lot of time. Yeah, I mean, here's the thing: for the holidays, we had a lot of time off. We only worked Monday and Tuesday of last week, and the week before that for Christmas week, Monday and Tuesday. And then, you know, everybody just like, hey, holidays, I'm on vacation. Nobody really wants to talk about business, right? Because it's that time of the year. Now, as soon as the new year comes, and it's just, you know, it gets extremely busy. So all those callbacks and follow-ups, it's just insane. I got my entire calendar booked out for the rest of the week. So it's definitely busy.
Excellent.
But, yeah, that's good. We left off yesterday. I know that one of the things that we talked about was having your company in the right locations as far as zip codes that you want to focus on, and then under the right verticals. I did put a couple notes here for the business that you want to just focus on certain categories, but I'm not quite sure if you have those ready for me or you want me to really focus. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So,
do you want me to send them now? Or?
Yeah, if you can send them now, it'd be great. I'll enter them into the system for our technician. So what I'm going to do right now is I'm just going to gather just basic information for the business. That way we're getting you set up the right way when it comes to onboarding call. Our technician's going to do their homework and make sure that you're being found for the right categories and the right zip codes. That way we're hyper-focusing on the clientele that you want and also the right areas that you want to be found for.
Give me a second.
Sure. Take your time. Do that while I fill out information. Is your last name Falcone, or am I just assuming?
No. My last name is Mattaele.
Okay, cool. I was like, is that how'd you come up with the name for the business, Falcone? I like that.
Yeah, Falcone is just my business name.
Gotcha. Okay. Is it Falcon or Falcone?
It's pronounced Falcon, but I. I use a K instead of a C. I think
gotcha,
C is
Falcon.
It's already taken when I
gotcha.
I decided to register the corporation.
Got it. Makes sense. Okay. Cool. And then I'm sorry, I didn't catch your last. How do you spell your last name? This is just for account purposes.
Yeah, it's Mattaele. So it's M as in Michael, A T as in Tom, A E L E Mattaele.
Mattaele. Okay. Got it. And so I got your email here. And Val is just V-A-L, correct? Be like in Victor, A-L?
Yeah, that's just short for my first name. But, yeah, Val is easiest.
Gotcha. Okay. Not a problem. And then I have an address here, but I just want to clarify because on your – I'm looking at your Google Business profile. But I do see an address. I don't know if this is correct or might not, but Google's coming up with 23966 Gold Nugget. Is that still accurate or no?
No, we're going to
no,
use
okay.
the address that I use for the business.
I got another one. It's 1142 South Diamond Bar Boulevard. Is that it?
Number 432.
432, suite 432, yeah.
Yeah, that one.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
All right, so I got that. All right. And then a couple other questions I just want to clarify here. So that I don't know if you want us to create the website. So remember, I mentioned the website's going to be included with this. Do you want us to build a website for you, or does you have the domain?
Are you building it on WordPress or something like that, or is this going to be on your?
Yeah, I mean, we used to use WordPress, and now we use a platform called MySite, so here's the thing about it, it's super user-friendly. Like, you can even go in there and change content, you can add pictures, I mean, it's like...
Well, it's not so much that, it's just that, let's say down the line, we decide to part ways, and then what happens to the website, I guess, is what I'm concerned about.
Great question. So anywhere you go, you would pay a hosting fee. So whether it's GoDaddy, whether it's Wix, WordPress.
Oh, so I still keep it. I just pay the hosting?
Yeah, you just pay the hosting. Absolutely. Yeah.
How much is the hosting with you guys?
$49.
A month?
Yeah, $49 a month. That's correct, yeah. So it's pretty much standard.
Oh.
Yeah, it could go anywhere from 20, 29 to 49, depending on what company you go with. We charge 49.
Okay, and then you would bill it for me at no charge. Is that correct?
Oh, absolutely. That's if you want us to do that, we can definitely do that. You had mentioned that you had a yesterday. I put notes. I heavily notated your account. I like to leave notes. But you mentioned that you want us to kind of mimic one that you had before, and
it's live right now, but it's my.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Yeah. If you just go to falconconstruction.com, it's a live website.
Okay, hold on. Yeah, I wasn't able to construction.
With a K,
.com. Yep, the K.
Because the other one.
I do remember the. Yeah. I see it now.
The other one's Falcon Concrete, and that was for residential. And this, the one you're looking at, was meant for public federal work we do.
Gotcha. Makes sense. Okay.
But
so
I've kind of put that on. We're not doing any right now, so.
Got it. Okay. So do you want us to use this domain? Would that be safe to say?
No. We're going to use Falcon Concrete, which is on Wix.
Okay.
We're going to use that domain, and it will transfer it over to you guys.
Okay. Yeah, I'll notate that for the for
that would be my residential website.
Right, of course. Okay. Cool. And then a few other questions that I have for you here. And I don't know if you sent that over, that email over. Let's see.
Okay, cool.
No worries.
I'm just attaching.
Yeah, you're fine.
Is it Google keywords?
You're fine.
Is it codes? I just sent it.
Okay, cool. And then one of the things I wanted to also mention is, do you mind me making a suggestion? I see that your Google Business Profile is up and running, but in this Google Business Profile that you have, you do have your hours of operation. I got your email already. Your hours of operation, it says Tuesday to Saturday, and you have different times. You got 7:30 to 5:30. Is that what you want to keep on your Google Business Profile, or you want to just have your schedule open?
No. It's just 8 to 5.
You want to put 8 to 5?
Yeah.
Okay, and would that be?
Well, 8 to 5 Monday through Friday.
Okay.
8 to noon. 8 to noon on Saturday.
8 a.m. 8 to 5.
And then closed on. We don't work on Sundays.
Sunday? Okay, cool. So, just like Chick-fil-A, huh? All right. I don't know why, but that's when I crave it the most. I know my daughter loves that stuff, but we go there and it's closed. Like, man. Okay, cool. So I'll put that as your hours of operation. And then Hobby Lobby does that too. I didn't know that. Sundays are closed. We try to pick up some things for Christmas, but I guess they're closed too. All right, cool. So I got that already. And then, so a few other questions just for the business, and I'll plug in these keywords for the technician and everything else, is do you by chance have a Facebook business page for the company or not yet?
No, I don't have one.
No? Okay. No worries. Do you have
one?
I don't see one out there.
Yeah, I think I might have created one.
I see a yellow.
I'll have
to
check. I might have, but
okay.
A long time ago.
That's fine. Do you have a personal Facebook page by chance?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. You do. Okay. So if you don't have one, which I don't see one, we can always create one. You have to have a personal in order to create a business one. I see one that's kind of similar to yours, but it says Falcon Construction Group, which is a different thing, and it's not really a profile, just like a picture. So I don't think that's you. I'll put here in the – I'll notate it for the technician to ask, and then we can go from there.
Okay,
so we got that. Building a website, yes. We'll use that domain as well. So the vertical we said is going to be under landscaping, but focusing on these keywords, which is good. So I got that there. Okay, cool. All right, and then I'm looking at the onboarding call with the technician. So I just want to kind of see what is your availability for tomorrow. And keep in mind, we're in California as well, so we're open from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Just want to check out the calendar, see what works for you and what works for them as well.
Let me double check them now.
Okay, cool. So just so you know, I got availability from 7 a.m. all the way till 2:30 p.m. And it's just it's a quick phone call. It's not going to take very long.
Make it at 2:30.
Okay, I can do that for you. I'll save that. And then a good email for the business.
Let me write it in.
2:30. Okay. I'm sending you a calendar invite as well, so just so you know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just so that way you can have it as a calendar invite. It'll say local/CI, which is client interview. Same thing as client onboard. I don't know what they call it, a client interview. It's a client onboarding call.
With Chris.
Yeah, so I just sent that right now. And then you don't speak any other languages, right? Like Spanish? Just English?
No, I don't.
Okay, yeah. Cool.
Well, I mean, I speak Tongan, but I don't think that applies.
Okay. No, okay.
Yeah.
Tongan, that's awesome. Okay. All right. So we got everything down here for the most part. I'll go ahead and plug in these keywords for the technician and fill all this information out. So that's not an issue.
Perfect.
And the so I'll read what's called in a few seconds. I'll read what's called a 90-second voice verification. This is just to kind of cross the T's and dot the I's and outline everything that we're going to do for your business. And in order for me to do that, we're going to secure the listing for the 549. So it's 549, 299. Once you get approved, then obviously the leads will start kicking in. So I'm also messaging you that right now. I'm texting you that application. So remember we talked about that yesterday. So I'm messaging you that right now for the Google application. If you have trouble filling it out, which is a pretty straightforward application, let us know and the technician will help you out tomorrow to fill it out. So it doesn't have to be done like immediately, right? So just want to give you that heads up.
Okay. Is the $299, is there a contract here or is it just monthly?
Yeah, so we asked, yeah, great question. So we asked for a three-month verbal agreement, and then after that, it's month-to-month. We don't do any one-year contracts or any of that. We would just want to make sure we give enough time to get you programmed in and for you to see results. So you're not locked in.
So, like, $299 committed for 3 months. Only.
That's correct. Hmm?
Okay.
That's correct. Okay. All right, so I'll go ahead and start that verification. Before I do that, I just want to collect payment. I don't know if you want to use a Visa, MasterCard, American Express to pay for the invoice.
Yeah. Hang on a second.
Sure. And then is it to that address, the Golden Nugget or the business one?
The what?
The business address for the card.
Oh, we want to use the 1142 address.
Okay, cool. I just want to make sure. I don't know why I kept on thinking the other one, but
The card? What do you mean by the card? You mean the credit card? I'm sorry.
Yeah, the credit card. Yeah. So the billing address of the credit card. Sorry. I don't know if I was clear on that.
Let me double check a lot. Hang on.
Sure. No worries.
I'm just pulling up a statement.
No worries.
Double check. Yeah, it's 1142.
1142. Okay, so I'll put that in there real quick and go to the suite. All right, I'm pulling it up right now, and then I'll plug this in. Okay, there you go. I got that. And then it's going to be sweet. Okay. All right. 432. 432. Okay. 432. All right, I updated that already. Okay, cool. So so whenever you're ready, I'm ready. I'll read it back for accuracy, and then we'll get into that verification.
Okay. It's a MasterCard, 5528.
Okay.
1500-3119-2102.
Gotcha. Okay, and the expiration month and year?
11/29.
Okay. And the security code?
924.
924. Okay, sounds good. And then we do ask you for a security question, so we want to make sure that when we're calling you, you know it's us from Local Splash. So they do got three options to choose from. You can either choose your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Or my first...
the city you were born in, your mother's maiden name, or your first pet's name. This is a security question. Just so when we call in, you can ask, hey, you know, are you Local Splash? It's not a scammer, you know? Yeah.
I'm just trying to, let's go with my first pet's name.
Okay. What's your first pet's name?
Scooby.
Scooby. That's awesome. All right. Do you have any dogs now?
Yeah, I do. I do. Kaya. She's my little Frenchie. But I have two others, but they...
You got a Frenchie?
Yeah, okay. I got a second one. And then Samson was my... He was my American Staffordshire Terrier. He passed.
That's so cool.
Sunday was our other Frenchie. She passed.
This Sunday? Oh, man. Sorry to hear that. That's...
No. Her name was Sunday.
Oh, her name was Sunday. Oh, I thought you said past Sunday.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, my God.
I had a pet name Sunday and a
gotcha.
Staff name Samson, Sunday and Samson, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I heard the Frenchies are, sometimes, I don't know, they have issues breeding and they have, like, health-wise, how have you?
Yeah, they're brachycephalic. So our first one we got from a puppy mill a long time ago, and she really struggled with her life. She had a lot of health issues.
Right. Okay.
Kaya, though, our current friend, she's six and she's thriving pretty well. But that's just because we realize that, you know, we don't feed her regular dog food. I think the diet's really important for the dog's longevity and stuff. So we changed that up right away.
Gotcha. Yeah.
So she's on a good diet. And you don't own a Frenchie unless you're willing to, you know, to maintain it. It's like owning a Ferrari.
No, I hear you. Here's the thing. But 2 years ago, we acquired a Tika Pomeranian. So you could imagine how those things are.
Oh, cool. Mm-hmm.
So that thing is like, my daughter was begging me for it. I mean, we spent like $5,000 for it. So it was, tried to negotiate. Yeah, we tried to negotiate it, and so we got it. They wanted more because it was like AKC or purebred and all this, like, you know, mm-hmm. all this stuff. I'm like, okay, cool, whatever. So we ended up picking up the dog in Chula Vista because that's where the breeder was at. And then, you know, my daughter just fell in love with the dog. But as soon as we got the dog, it's never ate any human food. We got Ollie. I don't know if you heard of that food.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. It's one of the mail order foods.
Exactly. So we went that route. So what we do is we give her that food, and then we don't give her like crazy amount of treats. Like, you know, it's very like measured what she does, and then we take her out. So she's been nothing but like awesome. No health issues at all whatsoever. And I went with the insurance.
You never fed her the processed kibble food, but
no, no. Not yet. No, not well. I don't want to say not yet, but no, I haven't gone that route.
And is she doing good with that?
Oh my God, she's never. I've never had an issue with her at all, whatsoever.
Yeah.
She's
same here with Kaya. We've never had an issue with Kaya.
Yeah.
And I have to attribute to the diet. I think a lot of some dogs, I think, get away with it just probably because they have good genetics. You know, I have people say, "Oh, I've fed my dog Farina all their life," and they're like, you know, 15 fucking years old and stuff, but I don't know. I think at the end of the day, I wouldn't eat dog food, would you? So,
I mean, well, here's the thing. Like, when it comes to the farmer's dog and Ollie's and all that stuff, like, you can eat it. Like, we can eat it. Like, it's not, you know, it's not like this, you know, like kibble stuff, but it's like real food. But I mean,
that's what I mean. I would never eat kibble, so why would I give that to
exactly?
I mean, I'd like that to my family. So
I agree. And, so same with this dog. It's like it's expensive, so it's like might as well, you know,
is.
Like you said, take care of them, because if you don't take care of them, it's like a car. If you don't maintenance them, you know, of course, you're gonna fail. And you know, it's just it's like us. If you would put a lot of stuff in your body that you don't need, you know, of course you're not gonna last very long. So, yeah, this dog's been great, and we got her insurance. We got Spot, which is like the Caesar Milan. I guess he's the one that co-founded that thing. So,
which insurance company
you have? Spot Insurance.
SPOT.
SPOT.
So do they do like a, did you have to take your dog in to do like a checkup or something for them?
No. I got it when the dog was like 3 months. So we got the dog at 3 months, and they were just asked us a few questions and any issues, provided all the shots information, everything. And no, it's fine.
You did
I
pay
$80 a month online. Yeah.
Spot pet insurance. Oh yeah, there it is.
Spot. Yeah, Spot.
Out of Miami?
Out of Miami, yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. I've been happy with them. I mean, I haven't had any issues. I take her to normal vet visits and stuff, and I get discounts on her. Like, because I always give her flea medication, that's for sure, just because she's sometimes around other dogs. And But other than that, I mean, she's had her checkups, her shots, and her cleanings for her teeth, and I got, like, I paid $80. Now it's like actually they just bumped it up like a few months ago to $100. But hey, $100 if something happens to her, then I'm not having to come out of pocket like a few grand. I've been happy with it, so it's not, you know. And I was comparing it to other like insurance companies, but I'm like, I like Caesar Milan. Like I don't know, I like a show. Why not? Like, yeah, I guess he was the co-founder of that or something like that.
Yeah, I just told them off. Thanks for that tip. I'll take, because I think we should put on some kind of insurance. Thank God nothing has happened, but I think we need to.
You never know. I mean, even if another dog attacks, I mean, you should. This dog is like, she thinks she's a wolf, literally. She will bite and step up to the big dogs. And the funny thing is, she's scared of small dogs. So she will completely try to demolish like a German Shepherd. And go wild, but when it comes to little dogs, she gets scared. I'm like, you're scared of a chihuahua that's your own size, but you're not scared of a beast? Like, you don't even know what she's doing. But anyhow.
My dog's the same way, too. But she has a thing. She's black or gray or blue, whatever color you – I guess she's considered what you call a blue Frenchie. And she doesn't like white dogs. She goes after little freaking white dogs. So she goes,
no. No way. Yeah, mine's white. Mine's a cream color, so that she would definitely try to tear my little dog up. That's hilarious.
But she's been bugging me to go for a walk. I say, wait, I got to talk to Chris, then we'll go.
Yeah, we're almost done here, so let me just read this voice certification, and you're on your way. So it does say, welcome to Local Splash's voice certification. The call will be recorded for quality assurance. And it's to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it's an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Falcon Construction, Inc.
Awesome. Thank you. Please state your name and the title within the business.
My name is Viliami Matayale, and I'm the president.
Okay. Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account?
Yes.
Cool. All right. So it says to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. It's asking if you agree to be responsive to phone calls, emails, or text messages from Local Splash when necessary.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Awesome. It does say, as a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So that's why we provided you the security question for Scooby. So just make sure it's us and we're your, you know, the company that's doing your marketing. Anybody company that pulls your account should know that question and that answer as well. Okay. It also says as part of the verification process, it is essential that we do receive the information for the Google Verified. So business license, proof of insurance, all that is going to be entered in the application, and you enter that yourself. If you need help entering it or filling out the application, you can always let the technician know tomorrow, and they'll be able to help you with that, okay?
I'm sorry, repeat that again?
So for the Google Verified, for the background check, Google is asking for you to provide the business license, proof of insurance, right, types of documents. So I sent you the application. You fill that in, but if you need help filling that out, we can help you tomorrow with that onboarding call.
Okay.
So just want to keep you aware of that.
And Chris, I'm sorry. You know that password? Scooby's like from my childhood, but Samson's really meant more to me. Can you just change that to Samson? Is that still possible?
Yeah, absolutely. I can do that. So S-A-M-S-O-N, right?
S as in Sam, A, M as in Mary, P-S-O-N.
P-S-O-N. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
I'll change that right now from Scooby to that, so that's not an issue.
I mean, it's really my first job, but Samson's really like.
Yeah, it's right there in your heart. I got it. All right. Yeah. So I changed that to, got it, Samson. All right, I got that. So with that being said, I pretty much got everything here ready to go. So just remember the client onboarding call is going to be tomorrow. I did send you an invitation for that, and that's going to be at I believe we said 2:30. If anything changes, you can always let me know, and we can always reschedule it, okay? But we're good to go. Val, any other questions you have before you take the dog out?
No, man, I really appreciate your professionalism, and I really, really, really hope this works out long-term.
It'll work out. It'll work out.
I'm just down to, like, exhaustion with getting the light. And you're my third. You know, I started off with a guy on Upwork that promised me, you know, to do up my whole Google thing. He freaking failed. And
were they in a different country?
Yeah, he's from India.
That's.
And then I had this other cat from Google Ranking, you know, dragged me along from October, and I just never felt like they were doing it. They were just peddling them. Like, grace of God, I think you called me and I ignored it, and you called me again. But I really, really hope this works out.
It'll work out. I'll be here. If you have questions or concerns, I'm always available. So, you know, please let me know anything that you need. I have an open door policy. If I don't answer, it's just because I've been on the phone, especially since I've been flabbed. But you could text message me, and I'll call you as quickly as possible, or just leave me a voicemail. But I'll be here whenever you need something, okay?
That's awesome, Chris. That's good to hear. Awesome. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you as well. We'll talk soon, okay? See you. Talk to you tomorrow.
All right, man. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye. Bye-bye. Yeah.